Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. You are listening to NABWIC Blog Talk Radio with your guest, Jackie Perry. Your host, Jackie Perry. Welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. And we are very, very excited because not only do we have one guest, not only do we have two guests, but we have three guests with us this morning. So we are in for a very, very exciting show. Well, Christmas is upon us, the holidays are here, and the NABWIC organization is getting ready for another year of spectacular planning. So one of the things we thought we'd do today was kind of turn our spotlight in on the NABWIC organization. For those of you out there in our listening audience who might be wondering, NABWIC, they always say that's the voice of black women in construction, but what do they really do? How do people benefit from this organization? We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. So we're going to have with us guest Ms. Yvonne Johnson. She's going to tell you a little bit about herself and talk about NABWIC a little bit. And then, no stranger to NABWIC, we've got Ms. Deborah Thompson, who is our national co-chair, and we also have back with us again for a repeat week, Mr. Jason Cole, back by popular demand. So we've only got 30 minutes for this call, so let's just jump into our interview here, and we're going to start with Ms. Yvonne Johnson. We're going to ask Yvonne to tell us just a little bit about herself, and because we know that we all want to belong to something great, and NABWIC is one of the fastest-growing, formidable women organizations out there, again, with a voice for women in construction, she's going to talk to us a little bit about the benefits of being a NABWIC member. So good morning, Ms. Yvonne.
Good morning, Ms. Jackie. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me, and I'm great to talk about NABWIC and the benefits and what they do. Well, I've been with NABWIC for a couple of years on and off, and this time around, NABWIC has been a great benefit. I own a construction cleaning company. It's called Glory Cleaning Services. So we actually are in the right organization. We have been able to network with different organizations, find out what contracts are coming down the pipe, you know, what benefits that the other companies have. And one thing NABWIC does is that we have these monthly meetings, these weekly meetings within our organizations, depends on what group you're in, and we communicate a lot. I mean, if anyone says somebody don't communicate with you, this is not the group that don't communicate. We can communicate on every area, every aspect, and they're great mentors in every area of this NABWIC. And one thing, like I said, one of the great benefits is that you always know, because of the communication, what is coming down the pipe in the construction field. They tell you how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. You know, you get every line of education, instruction, direction. It is just a great organization if you want to be in the construction field in any area and really get some help and get some direction and guidance.
Well, thank you, Yvonne. We appreciate you sharing that. And from what I understand, even before there was a NABWIC in Jacksonville, you were interested in finding such an organization early on in your business.
Yes, I was, because one thing in this business, you're not always likely to find a lot of help as far as people, because everybody's in the rush of the day. But what NABWIC brought was not just people in the construction cleaning, but they brought people in all area of construction, so it really helps with just building your knowledge of the construction. It builds in helping you to actually maneuver around the government entities that's out there. It gave a great hand of what to do and how to do it, like I said before. So this organization is just a great organization to actually help you get into an organization and ask some questions that you might not get answers to from somebody in your field or somebody in the field, because now you have a group of people that have either been here for a while, has just gotten in or have some experience, but they all know or can at least tell you where to go to. That's the great thing about NABWIC. If they don't know, they're going to find out where it's at and help you to get there.
Great. Thank you, Yvonne, for sharing that. And for those of you that have more interest in the NABWIC organization, again, you can visit our website at www.nabwic.org. So we appreciate Yvonne for sharing that, and there are scores of women who have similar stories, examples of their successes, examples of, again, the benefits of being a part of this growing organization. Well, NABWIC is also getting ready to come to another city. We've got chapters all across the United States. And our next guest, Ms. Deborah Thompson, is going to tell you a little bit about herself. She's going to describe where those chapters are. And we're getting ready to charter a new chapter in hot Atlanta. So an impressive group of males and females are coming to Atlanta on January 20th through the 22nd. And she's going to tell us why. Good morning, Deborah Thompson.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's great to have you on the show, Deborah, as usual.
It's great to be here. Great to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about NABWIC, your role in the national chapter. I know you've got your finger on the pulse, certainly, of all that's happening across the nation. But we've got several chapters that have been established across the United States. Can you tell our listening audience where those chapters are? And then tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening in Atlanta next month.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone, and our listening audience. NABWIC, as a national organization, I support the chairperson and founder. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building happier and clearer lives. She has the vision and has set up the mission for us to help women in construction, especially Black women in construction, get an easier road to and the path to success in this industry. It's a male-dominated industry, and women have been working in the various trades, and now they're becoming owners in the form of general contractors, architects, engineers, construction managers. So now we want to make sure that those women have a support or a network of women and other people that are associated with our members to support them wherever they are. Right now, we have several chapters and forming chapters. In NABWIC, we have two categories. If you have less than 15 members or 15 interested parties in forming a chapter, then we call you an area. We assign a director for that area and let that person be the champion to help recruit and encourage other women to pool together their resources and make a change. chapter. The other areas are chapters, and those chapters have been successful in pulling together 15 or more women who want to come together and be together and work on the goals and objectives for NABWIC. Right now, we have chapters in South Florida, Washington, D.C., and Jacksonville, Florida. We have forming chapters, which we call areas, and those areas are Tampa, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and we do have some interest out in South Carolina. There are several other areas that we are touching, and that Mrs. McNeil goes around the country. She goes into these areas and, again, tries to identify a champion for us to work with. So that's the way we are formed and our structure for right now. And in January, we're all going to come together in our annual meeting, do a strategic planning session, and then hold our annual meeting and election this year in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, and I forgot. Atlanta is the next chapter that we are hoping to form, and we have some interest there, and we're trying now to get 15 so that we can charter Atlanta at the national annual. So with that, we're inviting everyone to come to Atlanta January the 20th through the 23rd. On January 20th, we're also going to have an inaugural annual reception where we're going to invite some of the politicians, some of the social and economic people, as well as those women in construction to come together in a social gathering. And we're going to hold that at a private home in Atlanta. It's invitation only. And if anyone is interested, you can contact me. But we're also inviting, and Kay has accepted, South Fulton County Commissioner, Mr. John Eves. And Mr. Eves is from Jacksonville, Florida. And we're just very excited that we're pulling these two states together. He is going to announce at that meeting a $2 billion referendum that he is putting before the county commission this year for infrastructure improvements in that area. So we want all of our women as well as other contractors to get together, network, so that we can put partnerships together and begin to identify our equipment operators, our suppliers, and other subcontractors that we might need to work with Mr. E as this money flows down through the public works of its infrastructure improvement in South Fulton County, Georgia. So with that, Jackie, unless you have another question, we are inviting everyone to come into Atlanta, learn through the process of our strategic planning, what is going to happen with NABWIC in 2016, and then register any type of concern or issue of a project or a potential project that you might have in your area that we may be helping you
for. Well, thank you, Deborah, for sharing that information. And I am really excited and can't wait until January 20th. Sounds like a lot of great things are going to be happening. As Deborah mentioned, NABWIC is also an advocate for women in construction. So if there are concerns or roadblocks that you believe that we can help you eliminate, then we want to know about those. And then she mentioned about the guests that are going to be coming. We're all about, again, making connections, helping you be successful, making the right connections and building the right relationships. And so you're going to not only be meeting your other colleagues, other peers, but again, those people who can make a difference as far as our businesses are concerned. So, Deborah, thank you for sharing that information.
Thank you, Jackie, for allowing me to share with you.
Well, great. Well, listen, we are going to be turning our attention back to Mr. Jason Cole. Jason was a guest on our show on last week, and he shared some wonderful things with us, and he's going to be sharing a little bit more with us after we hear a little bit more about NABWIC. We're going to go to our commercial, and right after the commercial, we'll be interviewing Mr. Jason Cole.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
All right, thank you. We're back, and we are going to be talking with Mr. Jason Cole, who's the Executive Director of the Michigan Minority Contractors Association, formerly NAMC. Prior to that, you heard from one of our members, Ms. Yvonne Johnson, who talked about the benefits of joining the NABWIC organization, and then you heard from Deborah Thompson, who talked about the benefits of coming to Atlanta on January 20th and 22nd. But NABWIC is just so full of benefits. And one of those benefits is the educational and the professional development component that Ms. Yvonne Johnson talked about a little bit earlier. Well, Mr. Jason Cole, not only is he the executive director of the Michigan Minority Contractors Association, but he has associations with so many different associations throughout Michigan. He's the facilitator of the National Association of Minority Consulting Engineers, Detroit chapter. He's a collaborator with the National Organization of Minority Architects, Detroit chapter. He's very much involved in the community, and he's been with the Small Business Administration. He's ran his own successful company. He's got background and expertise in HR, accounting, and finance, marketing, and sales, commercial real estate. You name it, he's got it. And so we are very, very privileged to have with us this morning Mr. Jason Cole. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Well, it's good to have – fine. I am fine. It's good to have you back on the show with us again this week.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, great. Well, listen, we're going to just ask you to take a few minutes. We know that with your background, with your passion and love for entrepreneurs and your desire to see them be successful, that through the years you've been undergirding and supporting entrepreneurs with a number of programs. And more recently, you have a capacity building program that we believe will be a big benefit for NABWIC members in the future. And I wonder if you could take a few minutes and just overview some of the components of that capacity building program, and then we'll see where we want to go from there. Our audience may have some questions they want to ask, and we're going to ask them to just press one on their phone if they do, and we'll get questions from them, and we'll continue on. So, Jason, will you take a few minutes and tell us anything else you want to share about yourself, and then tell us a little bit more about the capacity building program?
Yes. Before I start, I want to first thank Master Builder Ann McNeil and Indian Menace. They've really kind of shown me what NABWIC has to offer. And along with that, about 4 or 5 years ago, I realized that there are several construction education programs like Turner and Skanska I have to offer, but it wasn't being done kind of at the from the perspective of a small business. So one of the first things we do in our 12-week capacity building program is we start with your credit score. Most folks want to go right to, you know, let's get your bid, your bidding practices together and your bond. I start with your actual credit score, personal as well as your business credit score, which tons of businesses don't know anything about. So once you have an understanding of that infrastructure, you can then start to look at creating some partnerships, working on your business, and really taking it to the next level. And it's just it's a triage approach because most of the session is the training, and then the other part is working through that fire that you need put out for that week. And during that 12-week process, you're really looking at working on your business as opposed to in your business. And it's been very rewarding for folks who have taken the class. I can say most of them go from firefighting to actually now building their business to that next level. They go from 100 grand to 250, or from 250 to $1 million.
Wow, that sounds great. So in that 12-week, you take a very systemic approach to putting a business through all of the things that they need to build capacity. So you're starting with addressing their credit scores. What other components are included in your program?
Okay, so you got your bureaus, which are the credit part. You've got bonding, bidding, your brand. What do you want to be recognized as? The low-cost person, the quality person, the luxury high-end person, right? So we go into that. Where do you see yourself in the marketplace? And then where do people perceive you in the marketplace? Just because you say, my business is this, that might not be the perception that's out on the street. We talk about partnering with union contractors. If you're a non-union contractor, how to go into a bank and borrow some money, get you a line of credit, because that, I mean, at the end of the day, cash is king, but sometimes, or a great amount of times, in construction, you got to have credit to get materials and labor funded before you can actually get that first invoice paid. So that's critical. And the other part is working the network, right? So as you mentioned, I work with the architects and the engineers, the contractors, real estate folks, bankers, community developers. So you got to talk to more than your own immediate family. Yeah, you got to go out and be part of the community. So that's a huge part of success as well, because if only 12 people know you, you're only going to make $12. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it sounds like a comprehensive type program. And we know that there are other organizations and other resources that do pieces of this, but seems like you've been able to corral all of this together in one program.
Yes.
Now, Jason, I do have one question. As I was just looking through the brochure that you sent me, one of the topics or titles is labeled Brotherhood. And under that, you have things like union signatory certification costs, et cetera. Talk a little bit about that, brotherhood or sisterhood. Help us get a little more insight into what you meant by that.
Okay. So brotherhood came from I deal or interface with the IBEW, which is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, in particular a guy named Rick Bruce over at our local 58 here in Detroit. And he's been a great partner, now developing a relationship with a guy named Tony Stewart at Hammer 9, which are the carpenters' unions. But at the end of the day, the perception is it's very expensive to become a union contractor. And then governments will do something called a PLA, a project labor agreement. And that becomes an onerous on you as a non-union small contractor. You feel like the playing field is not being leveled. It's actually being tilted in a direction. So we talk about how do you approach a union contractor, how do you begin to build out your organization. So when that large billion-dollar project comes up, you are prepared and equipped to then undertake it. And if you want to join, we show you the pathway to that. If you want to stay out of the union but you still need to work with union contractors, we show you how to form really great, stable relationships so you can do that as well.
Oh, okay, great. No, that's wonderful. We're going to pause for a moment and see, we're in our last 5 minutes of the show. There might be some of our audience out there that might have a question. So I'm going to ask Jason one more question, and we'll give our audience a time to raise their hands and ask a question of our guests. So, I see a hand now. So let's go to our caller and see what questions you have.
Hey, Jason, this is Nicole Johnson. How are you doing today?
I can barely hear you. Repeat that.
Okay, maybe we'll test our connection. Just, and we'll come back. But Jason, I had my question was your program. How many years have you been doing it now, and what success stories have you had?
Okay. So we've been doing it, or I've been doing it about 4 years now. One of my greatest success stories is I worked with a young man who didn't have a vehicle. He had a construction management learning. He didn't actually have a degree, but he wanted to get into a new area of demolition here in Detroit because we were spending about $800 million tearing down houses because a lot of our population had just moved away. But when I interfaced with him at that juncture, he didn't have a vehicle, he didn't really have a company, and we kind of took him under my wing, got his credit better, found him a lender, found him suppliers, found him subcontractors, and he's been off and running to the races ever since.
Wow, great. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, and that's an extreme case. Most folks do have a functioning business, and all they're looking for is a little sweetener. How can I improve operations and processes, find better talent, and just take my business to that next level? And we don't, and I mentioned earlier, from 100 to 250 and 250 to a million, we actually work with people who have multi-million dollar businesses. It's just a matter of where do they want to be engaged and which modules of those 12 weeks do they want to look at the most.
No, that's great. So you can help build capacity at any level of business,
yeah.
And that's a good thing. And especially when businesses are in the growth mode, those operations, those processes, all of those become really, really key. So it's great to know that there's an organization out there. And, again, we mentioned it may not be the only one, but it's great that you've been able to pull all those elements together to support our small businesses. Jason, before our minute is up, we're going to turn back and see if Yvonne can answer a question now.
Hey, Jason, this is Yvonne Johnson. I was wondering, how do you actually become a part of that the group that you have right now?
So the group in Detroit, and there are several. I'm the executive director of the Michigan Minority Contractors Association. So if you could go to www.mich, that's michmca.org. We have a membership page. If you click on that, you can see what the membership dues investment is. And then you can see we meet every first Friday of the month. We have our presentations there. We've got our plan room. You can see all the meetings that I sit in and advocate on behalf of the membership. So that's probably the best interface. Or you can call me on my cell at area code 313-384-3337.
I wish we had more time, but we're going to be posting Jason's contact information for everybody. It'll be on our website, nabwic.org. But until next week, Jason, I want to thank you for being on the show. Yvonne, Deborah, thank you all for your contribution. And we'll be back next week for more Blog Talk Radio.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.
Thank you so much.